Trust that all of you had a beautiful weekend. Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Pires, from our studios here in the city of Colombo, as we bring you cricket, rugby, and soccer news from around the globe. But first, let's tour down to the Rangiri Dambulla Stadium here in Sri Lanka, where India have beaten Sri Lanka in the finals of the A-Team Tri-Nation Tournament, beating the home team by 66 runs. And what a win this was. The top scorer for India was Suryavanshi. He made 94 runs in just 29 deliveries and was adjudicated as player of the match because he thumped 10 boundaries, 8 sixes, strike rate of 324.14, proved his critics wrong with his excellent batsmanship. So India, 377 for 9 after being put into bat. Tilak Varma, the captain, 67. Gaikwad, 40. And Ankur Roy scored 39. The bowling, Kukdas, Mathulan, expensive, 2 for 82. Ravindra Fernando also thumped around the park, 2 for 72. And Vanju Sargent took 2 for 39. Sri Lanka were bowled out in the 49th over for 311 runs. Vanju Sargent top scored with 63, proving to be a bit of an all-rounder. Sadira Samarawickrama of 52. Sahan Arashige, the captain, made 39. And V.S. Kant made 39 as well. None of the other Sri Lankan batters looked impressive. I mean, Dikwela came off with 25, but he did Dikwela things and unfortunately dismissed pretty early in the day. Yash Thakur, 3 for 45, and Vipraj Nigam, 3 for 60, with Andy Roy taking 2 for 42 for India. So congratulations to Team India, brilliant win. Right now, let's go across to good old England, where we had a wonderful game of cricket today at Bristol, a lively surface which Sri Lanka team completely misread, because at the toss, the Windies captain, that's Hayley Matthews, won it and said that she will bowl first. When the same question was asked from Chamari Athapattu, she said that she would have batted first. Thank God she didn't win the toss, because you know why? What she predicted as batting first on that lively pitch spelled out to be disaster, because Sri Lanka were bowled out in the 20th over for just 98 runs. The wicket seemed bounced and troubled all the Sri Lankan batters. Nilakshi De Silva made 30, Kavishi Dilhari 21, Himesha Dulhani 17, and Kavya Kawadi 17. None of the other Sri Lankan batters looked impressive. Hayley Matthews, what a star she is, 3 for 15, and Ramharak 2 for 15. The West Indies, now I'll tell you what, they win in the 16th over by 5 wickets. Hayley Matthews, 17, and Stephanie Taylor, unbeaten, on 27. You want to know what the feature is? Sri Lanka leaked 23 extras. They bowled 13 wides, which means they bowled 2.1 overs extra. Can you just beat that? They also bowled a no ball, and the free hit was stumped for a 6 with 8 byes and 1 leg bye. And can you just beat that extras was the highest scorer? Had Sri Lanka controlled the bowling, I dare say they could have won this match. So Chamari Athapattu and co, you have a long way to go, especially in your all-round performance. The fielding was sloppy, 4 catches were dropped, and I dare say it was a bad day in the park for the Sri Lankans. The Indian team was given a surprise today at Old Trafford in Manchester. They went in as favourites to play against South Africa, practically tagged as a quarter-final game. And India, sadly, lost the game by 6 wickets to the Proteas. They won the toss, decided to bat first, and what a performance it was by South Africa. India, 158 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Shefali Varma made 31, Deepthi Sharma 29, and Hamrit Preet Kaur made 24. None of the other batters were impressive, because remember that India is a very strong batting lineup, just like the men version of their game. Marizon Kapp, who was adjudicated as the player of the match, 2 for 27. Shabina Ismail back again to the international arena, the opening bowler, 2 for 28. And Nandini de Klerk, 1 for 16. And I'll give you the extras equation here. You know, the South Africans bowled only 2 wides in the entire 20 overs in comparison to Sri Lanka bowling 13 wides in their game against West Indies. So great bit of bowling by the Proteas. They got the target in 19.1 overs, 161 for 4. Marizon Kapp, unbeaten on 81. What an inning she had in 45 deliveries. Tasmin Brits made 40. Laura Wilfordot, the captain, 20. But all credit to South Africa for winning this game, and that too against India, who came in as hot favourites with a lot of ground support as usual. And of course, the media hype. We all know about the media hype that all Indian teams get. Sri Charini took 3 for 24. And also there was Shefali Verma, who rolled a harm over, bowled all 4 overs, surprisingly, and took 1 for 24. So well played, South Africa, beating the mighty Indians by 6 wickets at Old Trafford in Manchester today. But we also had a dead rubber game, the third T20 between Australia and Bangladesh. Australia simply thumped Bangladesh by 7 wickets, a one-sided game, and the Bangladeshis, the Tigers, have got a whitewash. They won the toss, decided to bat first, and their batting failed. 109 for 8 in 20 overs. Toby Dridoy top scored with 61, and Rishabh Hussain 16. The other batters absolutely struggled against some quality bowling by the Aussie boys. Spencer Johnson 2 for 6. Nathan Ellis 2 for 21. Adam Zampa, the leg spinner, 2 for 22 among the wickets. The Aussies got there with ease, 112 for 3. Mitch Marsh made 60, Josh Inglis 17, and Tim David was unbeaten on 17. I'm sorry, unbeaten on 12 at the end of the match. So there we go. The Aussies get back home, breathing a sigh of relief. At least they've won the T20 series, giving the home team a whitewash. Now here we are, another result coming your way, and this time the second test from the Kennington Oval, where England have got completely outplayed by New Zealand, and they've lost the test by 209 runs. What a massive score. New Zealand made 391 in their first innings and made 362 in their second essay, so the batting was obviously pretty consistent. The English struggled in the first innings, and ultimately they were able to get only 291 runs. And in the second innings, overnight, they were 192 for the loss of 5 wickets, with Joe Root batting on 75. And today they were bowled out for 209. In fact, they were 192 for 5 overnight. Correction. And today they were bowled out for 209. They trailed by 281 runs with 5 wickets in hand overnight. And today they've lost the game by 209 runs. Joe Root made 77, Harry Brook 58, and Jordan Cox contributed with 25 runs. So well played, the Kiwis. They have squared the series. Brilliant, brilliant execution of Test cricket by New Zealand. So right, we have some rugby news from the schools arena. Today we had 2 bowl games being played in the city of Colombo. But before I give you the results of that, Vidyartha from B division has been promoted to the A division next year, because they have won the Division B championship. There's one more team to be qualified. We'll have the result of that next week. Right, today, Science beat Mahanama by a big margin, 52 points to 7, 8 tries, 6 conversions. And Prince of Wales, they were thumped by Lumbini by 28 points to 13 after They're led by 8 points to seven at the breather. Lumbini, four tries, four conversions. So Lumbini getting the better of Prince of Wales. That's good news for this new rugby playing school. Let me wind up our session today by going to the United States of America and to Canada, the FIFA results. Netherlands got the better of Sweden by 5-1 at Houston. Germany beat Ivory Coast by 2-1. They beat them in Toronto. And at Kansas City, Ecuador versus Curaçao was a dead rubber, 0-0. It's a draw. And the Japanese got the better of Tunisia by 4-0 at Guadalupe. Well, that's about wraps up our presentation for today. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as Rakit and I did bring it to you. We take this opportunity of wishing you all a very blessed week. Look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. Thanks for being with us. We'll spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.